This book Tazeebul Islam is presented to you in the audio form by SheAudios.com. It is an attempt to make it easier for the seeker of knowledge to gain knowledge while on the move. After listening to the audio, if you would like to further consolidate your knowledge with references, please refer to the hard copy of the book. Tazeebul Islam. Part 1. Etiquette of dressing and wearing shoes. 1. Elegant and proper clothing. A person should clothe himself neatly and decently according to his position in life, provided what he wears has been acquired through legitimate, halal, means, and if he cannot clothe himself properly through legitimate means, then he should try to be decent within his limits, as recorded in most of the reliable traditions of Islam. However, acquisition of a variety of dresses should not be exceeded to an extent as to tempt one during his prayers. If God has bestowed one with suitable income or increased it, then one should eat, clothe and spend accordingly, keeping in view one's fellow brothers, and in case one's income is meager, one should adjust and keep away from non-legitimate, haram, means of earning. It is an acknowledged fact that Imam Ali al-Reza, peace be upon him, used to sit on a mat woven with date leaves during summer, and on coarse jute cloth in winter. But when he ventured outside his home, he was elegantly dressed from head to foot to show the world the blessings of Almighty. It is narrated from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, that decency and cleanliness in one's outfit are highly endearing to God, and those who practice otherwise displease Almighty. He likes his creatures to be properly dressed and perfumed, and to keep their houses spick and span, and light them before sunset, so that poverty should disappear and their sources be increased. A historical incident reflecting the attitude of the chosen one of God, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, is thus narrated. One of the leaders of the ascetic Sufi school of thought tried to belittle and tease the Imam, peace be upon him, before the whole congregation while he was seated in Masjid al-Haram, elegantly attired. He approached the Imam, peace be upon him, and questioned him why he was so decently attired when the Holy Prophet and other ancestors of the Imam, peace be upon him, never were. The Imam, peace be upon him, recited the following verse from the Holy Book. Say, O our Messenger Muhammad, who hath prohibited the adornment, granted, of Allah, which he hath brought forth for his servants and the good things of the provisions. And elaborated that in the days of Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, there was poverty while at present there was economic prosperity, and as such pious people had a better right of spending to display the generosity of God. Further, revealing the clothes he was wearing underneath, he said that the outward attire is just for the view of the world, but underneath he was coarsely dressed for the sake of his soul. 2. Materials which are not permitted to be worn. Even certain accessories of clothing, like borders, frills, etc., should only be made of artificial silk, cotton or any cloth, where silk is 1/10 of the other yarn used in the material. Cloth made of any yarn except silk is preferable. Non-essential parts of clothing like handkerchief, shawl, etc. can be made of silk. It is better for children who have not come of age to be stopped from wearing pure silk and gold, as according to the tradition of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, as narrated by Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, had asked Ali, peace be upon him, not to wear a golden ring and silk, as he would be dressed in silk in paradise and decorated with gold. Though Ali, peace be upon him, never used to wear these, but it was an indirect address to the people. Some persons had asked Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, whether they could dress their children in gold. The Imam, peace be upon him, ordered them to refrain from using gold themselves and dressing their children, not having come of age, in gold, only their women and, female, slaves could use it. 3. Instructions about cotton wool and artificial silk. It is narrated by Amir ul-Mumineen, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, that cotton and woolen cloth should be used, as the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and Ahlulbayt, peace be upon him, wore them. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, used woolen cloth when required. There is a tradition related with Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, from Husayn ibn Qasir, who saw Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, wearing a woolen cloak over coarse cloth. After praising the Imam, peace be upon him, he asked why he wore the woolen over coarse, as he thought the woolen to be abominable, makruh. The Imam, peace be upon him, replied that his ancestor, Imam Zain al-Abidin, peace be upon him, used to wear coarse cloth while praying, and therefore the Ahl al-Bayt did likewise. 4. Colors of the dress which are sunnat or makruh. It is related from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, that white color is the best and suited to men who should also be provided with a white winding sheet. 5. Tradition. According to a tradition from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, he saw Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, buying 3 clothes for a gold coin. The shirt measured till the ankle, the tarmad measured from the waist down to the knee, and the shawl not only covered his chest, but was much longer than his back. After having bought these clothes, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, looked at the sky, thanked God, and returned to his lodging. According to Imam Musa al-Kazim, peace be upon him, God ordered the Prophet to keep his clothes clean, and it meant that the clothes should not be so long as to gather dirt, and must be free from impurities. As related by Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, advised a person not to have his shirt and pajama too long, as it is a sign of pride and God does not allow the proud to come near. 6. About the clothes which are particularly used by women and non-Muslims. Men are prohibited from wearing women's face covering sheet, mukna, veil, bodice and burqa, etc., and women should not wear men's clothes such as cap, cloak, cassock, cobber, etc. Both men and women are prohibited from adopting the particular headgears by which the Jews, Nusairis and other non-Muslims are identified. According to Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, men should not use makeup like women, and women should not make up themselves like men, as the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, had cursed such men and women. It is stated in Fiqh or Riza that one should wear the pajama while sitting and recite the following prayer. I begin with the name of Allah, O Allah, draw a veil over my nudity and let me not be insulted on the Day of Judgment. Shower me with chastity and separate not me from my faith. People who do not practice this are faced with disease and death. According to a tradition, all the prophets and even Hazrat Amir ul-Mominin, peace be upon him, used to put on the shirt before wearing pajama. 7. Instructions about wearing and cutting new cloth. According to Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, a person while putting on a new dress should recite the following prayer. O Allah, make this cloth to be the cause of peace, piety and reward. O Allah, as long as I go on wearing this dress, let me be able to carry out thy worship in its entirety, and let me be able to be obedient to thy bidding and thankful for thy blessings. All praise is for Allah, who has given me such a garment that covers me up, and is a source of respect and decency among people. According to a tradition coming down from Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, had given the following prayer to Ali, peace be upon him, that he may recite it while putting on new clothes. O Allah, make this dress such a source of blessing that whatever I may try after putting it on should be for gaining thy goodwill and for populating thy mosque, centers of prayers. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, had said that those who recite this prayer will have their sins forgiven. According to another tradition, Ali, peace be upon him, asked those who were putting on new clothes to recite so. There is no God but one Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger, that they may be protected from all the troubles, and every single thread of such a garment will ensure constant happiness as long as it lasts. 8. How to put on and take off one's dress. According to Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, man should not keep his body naked at any time, night or day. Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, seems to have stated that a naked man is an easy victim to the devil and his temptations, and a man while sitting among a certain number of people should lower his thighs. He also asked men to recite Bismillah while taking off the clothes that the jinn may not wear them as they do during the night, when we do not say Bismillah. According to Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, Janabe Fatima, peace be upon her, used to have mukna so wide that it reached her limbs. All women should be likewise. According to Imam Ja'far A. Sadiq, peace be upon him, Muslim women should not use transparent veil or clothing. Another tradition states that a person asked Hazrat Musa al-Kazim, peace be upon him, if possessing 10 garments was supposed to be a luxury. The Imam, peace be upon him, replied on the contrary that the extra dresses will help men to keep tidy provided those clothes or garments are kept washed and clean, away from dirty places. According to Amir ul-Mumineen, peace be upon him, wearing of clean clothes keeps sadness away and helps in the prayers being answered. Imam Ja'far A. Sadiq, peace be upon him, states that a man who patches his garment, stitches his worn-out shoes and carries his own purchases home, will be protected from pride. 9. Socks and shoes. For sandals and shoes, the best color is yellow and next comes white. According to Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, fine shoes keep the body free from germs and diseases. They also help in wuzu, ablution, and namaz, prayers, as the shoes keep the feet free from dirt. According to Saraf, when he went before Imam Ja'far A. Sadiq, peace be upon him, while having white shoes on, the Imam, peace be upon him, asked him if it was intentional, and before Saraf could answer, the Imam, peace be upon him, said that any person who buys a white shoe will get money from unknown sources before the shoe gets worn out. Saraf said that hardly had he started wearing them, when he got 100 gold coins from a place which he could not even dream of. 10. How to wear socks, shoes and sandals. According to a tradition related to Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, and Imam Ja'far A. Sadiq, peace be upon him, the shoe should be put on the right foot first and then on the left, but while taking them off, the shoe of the left foot should be taken off first. It is also stated that anyone who has a shoe on one foot and none on the other, and walks thus, will be tempted by the devil and will go mad. According to Abdul Rahman Ibn Kasir, once while he was walking with Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, Imam's, peace be upon him, sandal belt broke. Ibn Kasir immediately took out a new belt and started repairing the sandal. All that while the Imam, peace be upon him, kept his hand on his shoulder and said that if someone helps a mu'min while his sandal is being repaired, God will give him a fast camel on the day of judgment to enter heavens on it. Another tradition from Abdul Rahman Ibn Abdullah states that he once went to Imam Ja'far A. Sadiq, peace be upon him, accompanied with another man. When they arrived at the Imam's place, he, the Imam, peace be upon him, took out his sandals and said that a person should take out his sandals while sitting, that the feet may feel comfortable. It is further stated that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, prohibited walking with one shoe on and also to put on shoes while standing or walking. A chapter on salvation, Kitab-e-Najat, in Makarim al-Akhlaq states that one should put on socks and sandals while sitting and recite the following prayer. I begin with the name of Allah. O Allah, shower thy grace, send Durood, on Muhammad and Ali Muhammad and keep my feet steady in this world and that to come and on the day when the best of the people will tumble on the bridge of Sirat. Thou keep both my feet steady. And take them off standing and recite. I begin with the name of Allah. All praise is to God who has blessed with a thing that preserves both my feet from pain. O God, keep both my feet steady on the bridge of Sirat and let them not go astray from the right path. Part 2. Etiquette of wearing jewelry, applying surma, looking in the mirror and applying hair dye for men and women. 1. Way of putting on ring and its advantages. It is Sunat-e-Muakkadah, very commendable, for men and women to wear ring on the right hand. Some traditions allow the ring to be worn on the left. However, if the ring has some holy engraving on a holy gem, one should take it off before visiting the toilet. According to a tradition coming from Salman A. Farsi, mercy of God be upon him, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, asked Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, to wear a ring on the right hand that he may be listed among Muqarrabeen, those near to God. Ali, peace be upon him, inquired as to who were the Muqarrabeen. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, replied that those were Jibrail and Mikail. Then Ali, peace be upon him, questioned which ring he should wear. He, peace be upon him, was asked to wear red akik because this red stone had accepted God's oneness, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progenies, prophethood and Ali, peace be upon him, vicegerency and heavens for Ali's friends and Shias. According to a tradition Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him, was asked why Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, wore a ring on his right hand. He replied that Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, is the leader of Ashab-e-Yameen and Ashab-e-Yameen are those whose record of action will be given in the right hand. And secondly, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, used to wear ring on his right hand. The believers will be identified by these symbols, having ring on the right hand, praying five times at the correct timings, giving zakat, distributing among his religious brothers his belongings, ordering good actions and keeping people away from evil. According to Imam Ja'far A-Sadiq, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, has prohibited wearing of ring on the first and middle finger. According to Imam Ja'far A-Sadiq, peace be upon him, a ring should be worn at the very end of the finger where it joins with the palm. According to Fiqh A-Reza, one should recite the following prayer while wearing the ring. O Allah, let the signs of faith be the cause of my recognition. Let my end be worthwhile and let there be good for me even in the world to come. It is well known that Thou art Almighty, wise and generous. 2. What should the ring be made of? It is sunnah to have a silver ring. Men are prohibited from wearing gold ring. Wearing iron, steel or brass ring is makruh for both men and women. Therefore, according to Imam Ja'far A-Sadiq, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, used to wear a silver ring. According to another tradition, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, asked men not to wear an iron ring while praying and strictly prohibited wearing of brass ring. 3. The advantages of akik, cornelian. According to a reliable tradition from Hazrat Ali Reza, peace be upon him, akik takes away poverty and dissolves difference from one's heart. According to Imam Ja'far A-Sadiq, peace be upon him, akik brings safety while traveling. 4. Advantages of yakut, ruby, zabajad, jade, and zamarud, emerald. According to three reliable traditions from Imam Ali al-Reza, peace be upon him, wearing the ring of yakut, ruby, stops worries and according to Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him, it eases difficulties. In another tradition Imam Reza, peace be upon him, has used the same words about the ring of zabajad, jade, and also stated that the emerald ring turns poor into rich and that whosoever wears the ring set in yellow ruby, yakut, will never become poor. 5. Advantages of turquoise, feyrosa, and jaz-e-yamani. According to Imam Ja'far A-Sadiq, peace be upon him, whosoever wears a turquoise ring will never become dependent. According to Hassan ibn Ali ibn Mehran, when he visited Hazrat Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him, he saw a ring on his finger set in with fawza, turquoise, having been engraved thus. Allah, Master of the Kingdom. While he kept standing, the Imam, peace be upon him, asked what he was looking at. When Hassan replied, the Imam, peace be upon him, further questioned whether he recognized that engraving. Hassan replied in the negative, and the Imam, peace be upon him, said that this stone was brought by Jibrail as a gift to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, from heaven, and the Holy Prophet gave it to Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, and it has reached him from his holy ancestors in line. According to Imam Ali Reza, peace be upon him, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, has stated that once the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, came out of his house wearing a ring of Jaz-e-Yamani, and attended the congregation with them. After completing his prayer, he gave the ring to Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, and asked him to have it on his right hand while he prayed, as prayer with Jaz-e-Yamani is equal to 70 prayers without it. The stone is always praying and pronouncing La ilaha illallah and Subhanallah, and its reward reaches the wearer of the ring. Ali ibn Muhammad Zumari states that he married the daughter of Ja'far ibn Mahmud and loved her a lot but had no children from her. He went to Hazrat Imam Ali an-Naqi, peace be upon him, and stated his request. The Imam, peace be upon him, smiled and asked him to have a ring set in turquoise over which, O my Lord, leave me not alone without an issue. Thou art the best of heirs. The Holy Quran 21:89 should be engraved and worn by him. He did as he was told, and before the year was out, he was blessed with a son from the same woman. According to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, God finds it difficult not to listen to the prayers of those who have akik, cornelian, and turquoise rings on their fingers and feels hurt to negate their prayers. 6. Beneficial qualities of Jura Najaf, Bilor, Hadid, Chini and other stones. According to a reliable tradition, Mufazzal ibn Umar once visited Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace be upon him, when he had put on a ring of Jura Najaf. The Imam, peace be upon him, addressed Mufazzal thus, O Mufazzal, all Momineen and Mominat, all believing men and women, feel happy when they sight this gem and the pain of their eyes is relieved. I want every monin to have 5 rings, Yakut, Ruby, Ring, second comes Akik, as it is a stone which has affection for God and a Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and thirdly, a ring of Fawza, turquoise, which gives strength to the eyes, expands the chest and strengthens the heart. Whenever a monin goes for some work with a turquoise ring on his finger, his work is done. Fourthly, one should wear the ring of Hadid Chini, but not always, only when one is afraid of some mischief, then he should visit that place with this ring on, as the stone keeps the devil away, therefore it is advisable to possess it. And the fifth ring should be of that stone which is found only in Najaf, Jura Najaf. When a person wears a ring of this stone, at his every glance towards it, God gives him the reward of Ziyarat, Hajj, and Umrah, which are kept in his record of action. The reward is equal to the reward of the prophets and pious. If God had not been merciful towards the Shias, every gem of Jura Najaf would have been costly, but God made this gem easily available that the poor and rich can wear it alike. 7. Suitable engravings for every gem. Hussein ibn Khalid visited Imam Reza, peace be upon him, and asked him if it was permissible to visit the toilet wearing a gem on which was engraved, "There is no God but Allah." The Imam, peace be upon him, replied that this act was good for no one. Hussein further asked if the Prophet and other ancestors did not visit the toilet with the ring on. The Imam, peace be upon him, replied in the affirmative, but also stated that the ring was in the right hand, and that Hussein should stop defaming his ancestors. Then Imam, peace be upon him, said that Naqsh, engraving, on the gem of Adam, which was brought from heaven, was thus. There is no God but one Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. The engraving on the Prophet's ring was. There is no God but Allah, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. The engraving on Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him's, ring was. Allah is master of the kingdom. The engraving on Imam Hassan, peace be upon him's, ring was. Verily, all honor, as a whole, belongeth, only, to God. The engraving on Imam Hussein's, peace be upon him, ring was. Verily God accomplisheth his purpose. The ring worn by Hazrat Ali ibn al-Husayn, peace be upon him, and Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, belonged to Imam Husayn, peace be upon him. The engraving on the ring of Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, was: Allah is my master and he will safeguard me from his creatures. The engraving on the ring of Imam Musa Kazim, peace be upon him, was: Sufficient for me is Allah. After speaking about the engraving of Imam Ali Reza, peace be upon him, he put forth his hand on which he was wearing the ring of his father. According to the tradition from Sayyid ibn Taus, mercy of God be upon him, a person visited Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, and said that he was scared of the ruler of Jazira as his enemies had poisoned the ears of ruler and he may kill him. The Imam, peace be upon him, ordered him to make a ring set in with a thick gem of Hadid Chini on one side of which the following three sentences should be engraved: I seek the refuge of the Almightiness of Allah. I seek the shelter of the words of Allah. I seek the shelter of the Prophet of Allah. And at the back of the gem the following two lines should be engraved: I have brought faith on Allah and his books. I myself rely on Allah and his prophets. And further, the following should be engraved on all the four corners of the gem: I stand witness with all submission to there being no creator except Allah. When he will wear this ring, all his difficulties will be solved, especially he will not be afraid of the wicked. And if the ring is tied, women will have an easy delivery and they will not be affected by any evil eye. It is very important to protect this gem. Dirt should be kept away from it and it should not be taken in bathroom or toilet as it contains the secrets of God. She is of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon him, who are afraid of the enemy should keep this ring dearer than life and hide it from their enemies and keep it a secret except from those who are reliable. According to the traditionalist, his experience proved what the Imam, peace be upon him, had said. According to Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, if a person possesses a ring set in with akik and turns it towards his palm and then looks at it and recites the 97th chapter of the Holy Book, Surah Inna Anzalna. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Verily, we sent it, the Quran, down in the night of Qadr. What can make thee know what the night of Qadr is? The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirit descend therein with the permission of their Lord, with decrees of all affairs, peaces, in the whole night, till the breaking of the dawn. And recites this prayer? I have brought faith on that one Allah who has no partner and I do not believe in Jibt and Taghut, idols. And have also brought faith on the beginning and the end, the visible and the invisible, aspects of Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, and Ali Muhammad, peace be upon him, whether their imamat has been declared or they are in their temporary disappearance. Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, is the prophet of Allah and Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, is the divine vicegerent of Allah. Then God keeps him protected the whole day from trouble whether they are descendant from heaven or earth and he will be protected till the evening by God and God's friends will guide him. According to another tradition, a person who makes a ring set in akik should have the following engraved on it so that God will protect him from a bad death and he will die in his faith. Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, is the prophet of Allah and Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, is the divine vicegerent of Allah. 8. Way of wearing gold and silver jewelry for women and children. According to a tradition, people asked Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, whether it was permissible to make children wear jewelry. The Imam, peace be upon him, replied that Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, used to make his women and children wear silver and gold jewelry. According to another reliable tradition, Fazil ibn Yasir asked Imam Ja'far a-Sadiq, peace be upon him, whether one could keep a chair which has pure gold on it. The Imam, peace be upon him, replied in the negative but said that it is allowed to keep a chair covered with a thin layer of mixed gold. According to another tradition, it is not good to keep a woman away from jewelry. At least a necklace should be around her neck, and it is also not good for a woman's hand to be without henna, mehendi, even though she may be very old. According to another reliable tradition, gold wire should not be used to tie one's teeth, especially men should keep away from all things made of gold. Even sword and Quran-e-Majid should not be encased in gold. 9. Way of applying antimony, sorma, a black powder applied inside the eyes. According to Imam Ja'far-e-Sadiq, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, used to apply sorma in both his eyes before going to bed. Imam Ja'far-e-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said that doing miswak, using neem or any other kind of stick for cleaning teeth, gives good breath to the mouth because miswak stops sputum, and in the same manner, applying sorma gives light to the eyes and makes the brain and eyes give up its dirty water, that the light in the eyes is increased. Sorma makes the dirty water of eyes pass away from the mouth, therefore it produces good breath. According to Fikr al-Reza, when one decides to apply sorma, one should take the salai, stick made of any metal especially for applying sorma, in the right hand, say Bismillah and put it in the sorma bottle, and when applying in the eyes recite the following dua. O Allah, brighten, illuminate my eyes and bless me with such light that I may be able to see thy justice. Lead me to the right path, and give me the sense to follow the path of goodness. O Allah, let there be light for me both in this world and that to come. 10. Manners of using the mirror. According to the reliable tradition related to Imam Ja'far-e-Sadiq, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, had said that heaven is definitely rewarded to that young fellow who looks in the mirror and thanks God for the beauty given to him. According to another tradition, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, kept on looking in the mirror while combing his hair and beard. He also ordered his wives and other companions to beautify themselves as God liked that a Muslim should, before meeting another person, make himself acceptable to the other's eyes. According to a tradition related to Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, one should recite the following prayer while looking into the mirror. All praise is worthy of that Allah who has created me and made my creation the best. He has made my face as it was the best possible to make. He has beautified me with such things, had these been found in others, they would have been considered as faults, and then he has blessed me with Islam. 11. Benefits of applying dye for men and women. It is mustahab, commendable, for men to dye their head and beard. There are 14 advantages for women in dyeing their hair and applying henna to their head and feet. A. Deafness is cured. B. Brightness in the eyes is increased. C. Dryness of nose is lessened. D. There is good breath in the mouth. E. Gums are strengthened. F. There is no bad smell in the underarms. G. There is less temptation from the devil. H. The angels are happy. I. It is a means to the happiness of a mu'min. J. The non-believers get jealous. K. It is beauty in itself. L. It is good scent in itself. M. It is a means to the salvation from the curse of the grave. N. It makes Munkir and Nakir feel shy. According to a tradition, a certain person visited the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, and when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, saw a few white hair in his beard, he said that these hair are light, and all the Muslims who possess a single white hair in the beard, there will be a light for them on the Day of Judgment. According to another tradition, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him, said that he did not apply dye, kizab, as he was mourning for the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny. Another reliable tradition states that Imam Ja'far-e-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said that among a few bad signs which will appear in the world during the last days will be that men of Bani Abbas will act like their women by applying henna to the hands and feet and comb like them. According to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his progeny, ordered every woman to apply henna whether she was a widow or a happily married woman, the former as not to let her hands resemble men, the latter to beautify them for her husband.